Hello everyone and welcome back to the English Speaking Frenchie. So I hope the audio isn't like crazy bad. I just lost my earphones. I need to find them actually. But yeah, I mean usually I record with my earphones and yeah, you know, the microphone that is inside them. So I just hope there will be no crazy noise outside because you're going to hear like everything. But today we're not here to talk about how I just lose everything, but about ways that you can actually organize your books on your bookshelf. So I am going to change apartments. So if you didn't know, I lived in quite a big apartment. I mean big, no, but like it was 60 square meters. So yes, it was a thing. And I am moving into a 21 square meters apartment like in the course of the month. So that means changing apartments, changing the way I organize my stuff, and mainly changing the way I organize my books. Because if you don't know, I am a minimalist. I have absolutely no belongings, I mean not a lot. Every cloth, to give you an idea, like every cloth I own are entering two travel bags and not big ones, so it's not a big deal, but I have seven gigantic, like not kidding, seven gigantic boxes of, you know, of books. So that's a mood. I really hope the audio isn't crazy. I mean, I'm hearing stuff in there that I have never heard before. So, yes. I also would like to create a post and, you know, a series of things about how you can actually organize your books. Although in other ways than on a bookshelf, because if you have a tiny space like the one I'm just planning to rent, then you will see that sometimes you just don't even have the room for the bookcase. And yeah, I mean, there are ways you can organize your books inside the apartment to make it look aesthetic without, you know, just taking the place here, if that makes sense. But today I would more like to talk to you about actual ways you can organize the books on the shelf. So the first way you can do that is definitely by organizing the books by authors' names. As a librarian, it is definitely something I know well. However, libraries are usually bigger than your apartment, I say usually. What we can do in library, you can't do all the time in your apartment. The problem with organizing books with by the author's names is that it can look untidy pretty fast. Why? Simply because you put the big books next to the small books, red books next to purple books, etc. Thus, even though it is convenient to rummage through, because, well, you know, it's well organized, I wouldn't advise that method in smaller places like mine. What I would advise you to do, on the contrary, is more an organization by publisher and color. I put these two together because they usually go together. Organizing your books by publishers or collections may be a great way for you to give the illusion of a tidier shelf. The books published by the same publisher are usually quite alike, and you will thus end up placing all of your black books, such as your Penguin Classics, together, and all of your white books together, etc. I think that it is a great compromise between doing something both aesthetically pleasing and convenient for you to rummage through the shelves. The other way I would advise you to organize your books is by language. It's the same problem here than with the author's name, but if you are like me, this can be more than convenient for you. I do speak five languages and I read in four of them. Thus, I love my books to be organized by language so that I know where everything is. If you want to give a tidier look to the shelf, you can always organize each category of books, so you know, English books, French books, Russian books, following the publisher color system. Thus, you will have as many independent systems as languages. So for me, I have four systems. I don't know if it's clear, but I hope it is. But yeah, if you speak several languages, I would highly advise you to do that because, well, otherwise you just never find the right book in the right language at the right time. And so my other tip, but it's the least convenient one would be to organize your books by size. It's probably, yes, the least convenient one, but it is definitely the cutest and the most aesthetic. It is especially great if you tend to buy beautiful books you never read because, well, rummaging through a shelf organized by size is super long. However, it gives the cleanest looks and makes the apartment look 10 times more organized, so I highly recommend if you are more of a cute book buyer than a big reader. I mean, you can be both. I am both, but yeah, you know what I mean. And last but not least, I would advise you to organize your books by genre. This one is like one of the convenient but not your type, you know? It's like the author's name. You put all of the mystery books together, you put all the romance books together, etc. It can get cute if you tend to buy all of your romances, all of your mystery books, etc. from the same publisher, as the covers will look alike. However, if not, it can look as disorganized as an author's name system. So yeah, just make sure that you can find a thing that looks both cute and both cute and convenient for you. I really hope that it gave you a little bit of inspiration, as I know that organizing books in both a convenient and aesthetic way can get hard, especially in a tiny place and especially if you have like 7 to 10 boxes of books to put somewhere but you don't know where. I really think that the publisher type of organization, so the collection publisher color type, is the best if you can't really pick one of these. It looks clean but it's still manageable for you to rummage through. And yeah, if you have any other idea, I would really love you to share it with us in the comments. And yeah, I wish you the best of all days. And once more, I'm so sorry for the noises and stuff like that that you can hear, because I think you have heard the laundry thing, the laundry and everything. So yeah, thank you for listening to me today, and I talk to you next week. Bye.